furries go on sex mooks, my whole life has been ruined.
Furries figured out sex?
Yeah, and when they want to do it safe, they wear latex gloves.
We're still figured out pretty well. We're still, like, sticking our penises into butts and stuff.
So. Or butt-shaped objects. I mean, if two melons are too close together.
Hey, look. It was a bad day, and that protocile was asking for it, okay?
Hey, everyone says male yogurt and melons go well together.
There's a reason we don't have fruit in this house.
We've got three fruits in this house. Jinx, damn it!
Jinx, suck my dick.
Fuck. All right.
Anyway, I guess we were suggested a topic about how much we make baby Jesus cry.
With our fetishes.
With our fetishes.
I have no fetishes.
You're furry. You have fetishes. That is a fetish.
I don't know what you're talking about. I see, I think that everybody has the furry fetish. Mm. They're just too uptight. You can't tell me that there's a group of people out there going, wait a minute, okay, let me get this straight. A bunch of like-minded individuals get together. Sometimes they end up fucking. And if they don't, they go and watch entertainment, which amuses and entertains, while hanging out with a group of friends, sometimes numbering in the high thousands. That doesn't sound fun to me.
Nope.
There's, yeah. there's this fun little thing called Catholic guilt.
Ah,
they tried that on me. You know what cured Catholic guilt? Catholic high school.
Oh, yeah.
Catholics are weird.
It makes it really easy if somebody asks me, like, oh, where did you go to school? Oh, St. Lawrence. Is that a Catholic high school? Yeah. So you're Catholic? No. I went to a Catholic high school. That basically ends it right there.
You know how I know when Lent has begun? Let me try it again. You know how I know when Lent has begun?
There you go.
Fuck you.
You cleaned out your belly button?
Yes, that's Lent. No, it's very easy. The Filet-O-Fish commercial is on.
That's true. That is true.
Wait, that's actually a thing?
Fishy. Yes.
That's the Lent commercial.
McDonald's starts serving the Filet-O-Fish.
So that's why I love Chicago. Chicago does it a little bit differently if you know where to look. Like, okay, so they have Lent specials everywhere in Chicago. But there's a greasy spoon called Luke's in downtown Chicago. Huh. You know what their Lenten special is?
What?
A burger with a meat bun.
What?
Yep, they only do it during Lent. It's two patties, and the outside is basically more meat put onto bacon. And that's the bun.
Yeah, can I please get a fuck the Pope? I really want to fuck the Pope.
No, he seems to have done well enough on his own, thank you.
Well, you want to get him back.
Well, what's he retiring for? The Parkinson's? So did one of those altar boys fuck the jitters into him or something?
No.
Is it really Parkinson's?
Is it? It might be.
Jesus shakes. We call them Jesus shakes.
I think he's retiring because, I mean, the Vatican makes a lot of money. I think they finally ordered Showtime, and he watched the Borgias.
Oh, okay.
Have you watched The Borgias?
No.
Okay, here's The Borgias. The Borgias is about 15th century Vatican.
Uh-huh.
What it's actually about is billowing.
Okay.
You keep saying these B words. Is balls going to be one of these B words?
Eventually.
Okay, continue.
But...
See, I thought The Borgias was just historically accurate Game of Thrones.
No. The Borgias is all about billowing. Here's the thing about The Borgias. The Borgias is A leads to B, which leads to C. You know everything that is going to happen. There's no surprises. It's a television show for the sake of being a television show. But I can't stop watching it for one reason. The robes that they wear look amazing as they walk. They billow better than anything. I wanted to be a priest. I want to become a cardinal so I can billow like they can.
I thought that was just because you like twinks.
Well, obviously, that's part of it.
Did you just get flashbacks of the big parachute from middle school? Or
yes!
Grade school, when you make it go...
Yes, absolutely I did. It looked amazing. I'm like, well, this show isn't that great. Wow, look at their robes.
Maybe back...
Dude, that's some amazing billowing.
Maybe back then, they would just get the Pope in the middle, and they all, like, do the billow thing with the...
That's the problem.
Maybe that's how they picked the Pope. They put a bunch of prospective popes in the middle of the thing, because they're all lightweight and frail anyway, so they're launching them. And the last one that stays in is the Pope.
This makes sense now, because the Pope's in the middle, right? And all the kids grab the Pope's thing, and they start doing it up and down.
Phrasing.
What's the last thing you do?
No, no, he was right.
Oh, you do the big billow thing.
And you get under there.
Oh.
They are different little boys and girls. Well, mostly the boys.
Well, they're when they come
from when they come from under the Pope's.
Hold on. Maybe that's how they choose the Pope. Because I mean, you want a Pope who's pious. You want a Pope who's not going to rape kids. So whichever Pope, that's why all the Popes are so old. You put all the children and the Pope under the big billow parachute, and whichever Pope loses the most children, how many ever escape? Whoever escapes the most, that's the new Pope. Because he's not going to rape children because they can get away too easy.
Well, he's still in the middle on top of his robe thing. What's he going to catch him with, his penis or something?
No, his balls, because they got to be dangly and you got to, you know, have the enough to stretch out and catch.
Well, he is old, so.
You know, the weird thing is, I shit you not, there's a scene in the Borgias where the new Pope is assigned. And I don't know if this is supposed to be historically accurate or if they're just fucking with me.
Okay.
But the Pope had to sit in a chair with the bottom cut out. And, like, the historian, just a priest in a black robe, walked in, knelt down, and reached up and made sure he was a boy. It was the scene in the first episode of The Borgias. And that's when I realized that I didn't want to stop watching the show, because I'm convinced they're fucking with us. Like, they're going to just start adding historical inaccuracies that, like, that could be true. Sure, we'll go with that.
It has to be true. Look how neurotic they are.
It's true.
They don't eat fish on Fridays just because it helped the fisheries, right?
They don't eat fish on Fridays and the Pope has to have his balls diddled.
And there's something about this, like, dirt on their forehead.
Oh, yes, that's right. Ash Hindu dot.
You know, I actually did that.
No kidding.
I was in college. I went to DePaul University, which is a Catholic university, which makes this all the better. Lowercase c, though.
Huh.
And I actually wondered out loud, what's with all these people with their dirt on their foreheads? And boy, did I get dirty looks. I mean, like, this is one of the few times where the lowercase c Catholics really try and cash it in.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had dirt on foreheads explained to me.
That's amazing.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. Like, it's a great tradition to put dirt on your forehead for heterosexual males. Because if a heterosexual male sees that that a female has dirt on her forehead, first off, it gives them something to talk about, and second off, he knows that she won't require a condom.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
You're a bad Catholic.
I am a bad. It's because I'm a Methodist.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
Catholics don't like the rubbers.
Yeah, Catholics can't wear rubbers.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, Catholics like breed like rabbits because that's the only way you're allowed to have sex is for babies.
That's why they're thinking about
babies while they're fucking. How weird is that?
That's why every time I cheat on you, I'm Catholic.
So like on a TV, just to get in the mood, they have videos of babies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Doesn't that explain what all the priests are doing? See?
Oh my
Makes
God.
A lot more that's sense like, now.
Yeah, that's why Catholics love baby Jesus so much. They get Jesus and baby all at the same time.
That's
like,
true.
That's super boner for Catholics.
Marianne, I'm feeling Randy. Put on the Muppet Babies.
That works too, because, you know, Muppets and putting things up butts.
Yeah.
Going down on Fraggle Rock.
You put the hand in them and then make them talk. It's like Alkali.
Oh. And we're back to fetishes that make the baby Jesus cry.
I'm just kidding.
Only because they didn't stretch him out first. They didn't know of lube back then.
That's true. No, they did. They did. They had lube back then. They just didn't know what made a better lube. So they started off with glue, and at that point, everything gets better.
Ew.
You have to start at the worst possible scenario and then move forward. You find less worse things.
Yeah.
I figured they just used animal fat to begin with.
I think there's some flaxseed oil. Like, there's a flaxseed that you can just burst open.
Flaxseed oil is used in, cooking and stuff.
I think that is a supplement.
That's totally lube. You're taking lube as a supplement.
Are you telling me I'm supposed to put those flaxseed oil pills in my dick?
Let me ask you something. If I tell you that, will you do it?
Maybe.
Then yes, that is exactly what I'm telling you. My entertainment is secure for the night.
OMG laser guns, pew pew pew.
Pew pew.
Two weeks later. You guys, it's self-lubing now. This is amazing.
And I'm just like, well, I'm a fucking genius.
Wouldn't that be the ultimate, You know how there's always gay X-Men every once in a while? Like in canon?
Yeah, that happens once in a while.
The self-lubing gay. Why isn't this a power?
Because it's called by something else. AIDS boy.
AIDS boy! Oh.
Thank God you're here, AIDS boy!
It's kind of like, you know, everyone thinks of Wolverine with the metal claws, you know, when really it's the regeneration. It's the after effects. It's the additives.
Does it hurt when it goes in? Every time.
AIDS boy, help us! Oh.
We need a new AIDS boy.
Don't worry, he left a lot of predecessors.
Ass babies?
Time to get a new recruit.
Wow, AIDS boy can pass his power to other people. Is that a superpower? I really think you guys need to stop writing for this. Please stop writing for X-Men.
Oh, fuck me.
The lube is his blood because the AIDS are eating away the colon linings.
From the inside!
I think we have to go up a couple levels in the circles of hell.
Okay.
We're going to
Herpes Boy!
Hey! Hey, God, you hear Herpes Boy? No, okay.
What about his peas?
I hate you.
Back to the Pope. Did you guys ever pay attention? Did you see all the coverage they were getting for him leaving the Vatican?
I saw a lot of this for the first time when I was in the locker room with a bunch of old naked men that had tiny penises.
Wow.
Am I sharing too much?
A little bit.
Well, all right then.
Get out of my house.
Well,
here's the thing. You got to give them a little bit of leeway here. Okay? So, like, we don't get it. We don't understand why there's this much coverage. If Obama came on the air and just like, you know what? Fuck y'all. Peace. And just got on a motorcycle, did a 360, and just peeled off.
But then Fox News would run the story. Another black guy quitting a job.
Oh, shit.
Leaving the nation's family behind.
I can't wait for Obama's turn to be over so we can make the Obama Library. And that's how it'll be spelled, too.
Oh, God.
The Obama Library.
It's full of porn.
Is it going to have a grape juice stand?
Yes!
You racist motherfuckers. It's got a watermelon patch.
Watermelons everywhere.
I like watermelon. I'd go to this library.
Obama gets there. I don't even like watermelon.
And then just the entire press conference stares at him. What? I don't. Staring. Oh, I kid. Just grape drinking water. He's injecting it in there.
No. The actual building is like half black and half white.
God damn you. With a turban on the top, like
just for giggles. It's...
Could be a paper wrapped Oreo.
No, it's a Pope hat because he like pretends to be, you know, believe in Jesus and everything. And
he takes it off.
There's a turban underneath.
Oh no!
Then he takes off the turban and it's a yarmulke.
Secret Jew? He's a triple agent.
You're just trying to take over again, aren't you, Jew?
I'm not a Jew.
Why can't this be a Weekly World News thing? Obama, secret Jew. He still has his foreskin.
Oh. There was a group that was saying he couldn't be a real American, and they had to show his penis because only Americans are awesome and circumcised. These people are stupid, by the way.
Hold on. Was there really a group that wanted to see the president's dick?
Yes. They didn't understand how gay that was.
Please tell me this is that church that, like, goes and,
No, it wasn't.
South Baptist?
Like, it's the one gay tea party. Excuse me, I want to see the president's penis.
His pinky is always fully extended.
I don't believe that birth certificate. I want to suck on it to make sure it's real.
I can tell if you're an American.
Yes. Michelle, go away.
You are a real American.
I was thinking that too. I'm
a cock-sucking American.
Yeah, so how about that Michelle Obama opening one of the letters for the Oscars? That was just kind of overdone.
I thought it was hilarious because it made the conservatives shit their pants.
Did it really?
A little bit. Like, oh no, blah, 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 blah. That's pretty much
it. I don't know. It's like it was Jack Nicholson yield. Oh, I just figured out. Because Jack Nicholson goes like the first lady or whatever. I'm like, Jack Nicholson giving up the floor to... He's the ultimate badass.
Yeah.
Then it clicked. He totally banged her.
I expected to see in the telecast of Michelle Obama. I expected to see, what the fuck's his name behind him going, what the twist?
Oh, Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah, Shyamalama Ding Dong.
You guys are terrible people.
That would have been funnier if I remember his goddamn name.
Yeah, well.
I think Dragons, now I can't get Shyamalama Ding Dong out. M. Night Shyamalama Ding. God damn you, Dragger!
Uh-huh.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding. I'm fucking done.
Well, the funny thing is he had one good movie and then like five.
What? No, he had two good movies.
Oh, yes, you're right. The first two.
The Fifth Element and what else?
That's him. Luke Besson. Good God.
No, what?
Shyamalama Ding Dong did The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense. Oh, this has a number
in it. And then he did the better movie, Unbreakable.
Oh, I liked Unbreakable.
Yes.
It's one of the best comic book movies ever made.
Yeah, it was great.
A lot of people thought it was boring.
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, it was. Well, you got Samuel L. Jackson and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Falling downstairs.
Yeah.
A loner in Paris.
Log, the movie.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm a log, motherfucker. There goes Samuel. Oh, we were just talking how Samuel L. Jackson should be the new Jonah Jameson.
You might have been saying that. I don't want that. Yeah, He's Nick Fury.
I finally saw
Spider-Man,
yeah. I finally saw it, and I really liked this new one. It was fun.
You want to know what the driving reasons for me to want to see the movie? Before the movie came out, there were a bunch of people saying, this is why I want to see the new movie. Why Andrew Garfield?
Sexy lizard?
And it was a series of posts of about five pictures, and every picture was a close-up, high-definition shot of Spidey's ass in the new suit. I have wood right now because I'm thinking about it.
He did have an amazing ass.
Yeah.
I think it's a conspiracy because like everyone wants to now have sex with Garfield. Because his name is Peter Garfield.
Wait, what?
You also get out of my house.
Isn't his name Peter Garfield or whatever the fuck
Peter
his name
Peter Parker? Parker?
No.
Andrew Garfield?
Andrew Garfield? Okay, whatever.
Yes.
Peter Garfield, Andrew Parker,
whatever. I don't understand.
Andrew Garfield. Never mind. That's the actor, right?
Yes.
Never mind. Move on.
So, the drugs that you've been shoving in your dick this week, how are they going?
I'm saying that everyone wants to fuck Andrew Garfield, so now it's fucked up because now we all want to fuck Garfield. That's all I'm saying.
Like,
President Garfield?
Yes. Never mind. Move on.
Chester A. Arthur.
I'm still on Garfield the cat.
Lincoln.
Tee-hee pussy.
Yes, that was a joke, because it's fucked up that we would want to fuck Garfield.
Yeah, but we're furries.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, but Garfield? He's fat.
We're furries.
Oh, yeah. God damn it, you're right.
Seriously, anytime there's anything that you try to protest in this group, you always can respond with, but we're furries.
That's a cop-out.
And if it weren't true,
damn it!
Because we're furries.
Fuck you!
We're furries, we will.
Oh, yeah.
I can keep this going. We should topic change.
Yeah, okay. AIDS boy wants to know if you'll fuck him.
That's what rubbers are for.
No, you won't use them. You're a furry!
Hey-oh! I'm a scaly.
Maybe if you survive being AIDS boy, you become the Pope.
Hold on, wait. Scaly.
What?
Scalies are basically lizards.
Yes.
Lizards have power to regal organs.
Oh.
Lizards don't have to use rubbers. They can just cut off their dick before the infection spreads and just grow a new one.
The inspection spreads?
The inspection. Look, sleep has not been working out for me lately. I had to house sit all week.
It's detachable.
My house?
No, the penis of the lizard man.
If you have a knife. If you have a knife or enough dynamite, everything is detachable.
It's the most painful Bad Dragon Factory ever. Time for a new toy to get sent out.
Oh, this one he wants a tube in. Why?
Couldn't you do that after you cut it off?
Nope. It's part of the Bad Dragon experience.
It's like Willy Wonka's dildo factory. It's like all the worst ways to make the dildos.
I've got a golden shower. I've got a golden chance to make this gay.
Oh my God. I want to go to Willy Wonka's Bad Dragon Factory. I really do.
Do you want to see what song and dance will happen before you get raped by a dildo?
Yes, because instead of Oompa Loompas, they'd be kobolds.
Love kobolds.
They'd be little lizards.
That'd be awesome. Oh my God. All the orgies.
And when the kids fail, they get gang raped by the kobolds.
Dude, they'd start humping new orifices and holes into them.
Oh my god.
Cover your eyes! Cover your eyes!
Oompa loompa doopity doo. We've got a little bit of raping to do.
Oompa loompa doopity dee. If you are wise, you aren't to pee.
You are now. Oh my god. So you're
what
saying
do you get when you fuck a tiny child?
Wait, but
will he sit there and scream for a while?
Would it still be a river of chocolate?
No,
that's not chocolate.
It would become lube. It would just be a massive drippy dragon or whatever the hell is with the funnel toy.
Where can I stick my where can I stick my cock in my tongue? It will go up all the bums.
I don't like the taste of it.
And again, that's not chocolate.
Oh my god.
I got it. It's terrible.
I know.
It's too far. Too far.
That's too far?
Yes. Oh, who's he? He's the scat man.
Scat man.
Oh, I see. That he takes a shit on them. Double meaning, bitches.
No place I know with my hard infatuation.
Fuck. What about the tunnel of, like, horror?
The tunnel of horror will just be straight porn. It's pretty clear that this is a gay audience, so...
I thought it was just Willy Wonka bending over and going, have at, boys. Because, you know, tunnel of horror, he's a whore.
Yes. The never-ending buttfucker.
Never-ending buttfucker. You just put it in your ass. Then, like, throughout the day, it feels like different cocks. Oh, that's a dog. Oh.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Oh. And the black cocks taste like schnozberries.
No, they taste like water.
And the best part is there's still going to be an elevator with a glass ceiling because the gays can't achieve it all.
That's true. Ooh, and don't forget they have Viagra, fizzy lifting drink.
I'm not sure if it'd be a glass elevator or a glass table that they just stand on. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I'd say I'm ashamed to be associated with you people, but it's better to have company.
Oh, God, the TV part? That'd be the best part. You know how they had to shrink it down?
You know? No, they'd do it only in reverse, and then everyone would have to use wheelbarrows to get their junk out.
Oh my god. That would be the mishap?
It's
a child with a huge penis?
Yeah, and instead of being punished, it's like, awesome! And then all the other kids would do it, and even the girls would do it, and then all of a sudden they'd have huge penises because she-males.
Oh my god.
Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. It leads to purgatory after you do statutory.
Oh, fuck.
I'm a huge fucking fan of the original Willy Wonka. I'm kind of angry at us right now, but god damn. God damn.
I still like the everlasting buttfucker.
Oh my god, wait a minute. Huh. Now think about it. It would be the greatest gay experience of your life. You're forgetting about the foam machine.
Oh.
Remember the original Willy Wonka? There was a giant car, like a train thing, that just spit foam up. Well, okay, we don't even need to say what the foam is. We've already all got that in mind. But once you're done, you just go through the little cleaner. It's done. You're all clean. And it gets rid of AIDS. You know they did that. AIDS boy!
Yay!
That's his actual power. He can get rid of all the AIDS but his own.
Aww.
He's like reverse Magic Johnson. Oh, fuck.
And AIDS is worse this year than ever. Magic Johnson is still alive.
I know, it's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
When I found out he had AIDS, I was eating pizza.
Does that have to do with anything?
I
don't know, I'm trying to figure that out.
Did it have pepperoni on the pizza? Because that looks a little bit like the lesions you get with AIDS. No, did you eat AIDS pizza?
Because I like pepperoni, so...
Right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, AIDS pizza, bitch.
Okay, this makes sense now.
No, it doesn't! What the fuck is the matter with the two of you?
I was
AIDS
in
pizza?
I was in a cabin with friends eating pizza.
Okay, yeah, you totally ate AIDS pizza.
That's where I found out vegetarian had AIDS. For some reason, I remember when I heard it. I don't know why. I just, my 10-year-old self said, this will be relevant someday. And now it is.
All I remember was it was announced on the news. Like, I was watching Good Morning America or something. Like, you can send your condolences to. And I just remember turning to my mom going, but he's not dead yet. And her eyes said, he may as well be.
He's black after all.
See, didn't even go with the AIDS gay thing.
No, actually, the whole AIDS gay thing was left up to my parents. They did find out that Magic Johnson had AIDS and were very disappointed and angry. But then they were on his side when they found out he got it from a woman. Like, oh, I hope he gets better. Like, great. I am never coming out to you two. Ever.
They're like, wait a minute. How'd he get it from a woman? Magic.
Magic Johnson has magic AIDS.
If apparently.
Maybe he's also a magician, and his illusion and sleight of hand is so good. Like, he swapped out the woman for a guy mid-coitus and then put her back, and no one knew what happened.
I could totally see that.
And maybe he's into snuff and then sawed her in half.
What the fuck is wrong with
we're,
you?
We're Dragger. Right.
Dragger is speechless.
Brain no work.
Saw. Ta-da!
Why is she screaming?
It's an illusion.
Because he's black?
Wow.
See, it works both ways because, you know, muggings and huge penises.
Hey, it's not Black History Month anymore.
So their dicks go to smaller sizes?
Yes. No, it's Irish History Month now.
So their dicks go to smaller sizes?
That's not possible.
They become innies.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I'm going to go eat a potato.
You're going to go put a potato in your butt.
Did you guys actually hear that, like, smoking cigarettes actually makes your dick smaller?
No.
For real. Yeah. This is actually a thing, apparently.
That can't be.
This is what I've heard.
Okay, stop.
What?
Give me a phone.
No!
Give me
not,
a phone.
You're not that guy anymore.
No. I'm going to call the Administration for Food and Drug, and we're going to tell them how to get everybody to stop smoking.
Yeah, it's true.
That's it. That's all you need to do. You don't need to put a picture of a baby's lung on the carton. You need to put a picture of a black dick and a picture of a white dick.
Well, that's why you buy the carton of cigarettes with your extends, or whatever the fuck it is.
I don't like you.
That's some pretty good marketing. You should go into marketing and then
hell
kill
yeah.
yourself.
It's a Costco super pack.
Here's a pack of smokes and some extends.
They'll be fighting. Oh no, I smoked the extends. What do I do now?
Enjoy the last 10 minutes of your life. It's going to be awesome.
Super Priaprism.
What the hell is a Priaprism?
That's where your dick is hard and it won't go soft and it can rot.
Oh.
Wait, really? Pause. It can rot?
Yeah, something like that.
That's awesome. And we're back into...
No, you know what? No. We've just gone to rotting dicks. I can put up with the Pope raping children. I can destroy one of my all-time favorite movies, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I can even... let's go back to Pope raping children. Rotting dicks? We gotta draw the line. We gotta draw the line.
Is this the line that you're drawing where you go, it's rotting dicks, I need to step away and have some me time?
I'm Elkwad.
Fuck you.
I'm Dragor.
It's not even time yet. No, I don't want to go.
Oh. I don't want to go.
I want to talk about one more thing, because I think this is really an opportunity.
But I'm horny.
We'll fix that later.
I love my boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. So this is such an opportunity to pick the Pope, because did you guys pay attention to where... they did the whole process to pick the Pope.
I only paid attention.
They go in the cabin and then, like, smoke comes out of the chimney at some point, and then it's like they picked a Pope.
Yes. Yeah. If it's white smoke, they picked him. If it's black smoke, they're smoking.
Well, I was going to say that was the black tar heroin.
It's 2013. Time to get real here. time to bring it up to date.
Okay.
Okay, we make this a reality show. So you want to be the Pope.
Oh, God.
I would watch this fucking show. And we make it like an obstacle course and stuff. Wouldn't you want to watch old men in robes, like, trying to get across an obstacle course?
Like, oh, hold on. The new Pope has to go through the wipeout obstacle
course? Yes! And bounce on big balls with crosses on them. They have to carry the cross across.
And now, to represent the harrowing walk of Jesus, 90-year-old men with 20-pound wooden crosses will travel across four wooden balls. Boingy, boingy.
Oh, that one crushed him in the goods.
The replays alone, come on.
I think we'd usher in a new era of ragdoll physics, too. We didn't know bodies actually could move that way.
Well, they're 80 years old. You gotta give them that. They're probably very limber.
Instead of the water underneath, it's just a sea of Geritol.
No, they turn into wine. The water into wine.
Whoever's the first one to fall into the water and turn it into wine is the Pope.
Do the runner-ups just get cases of Ensure?
Yes. Yes, they do.
And rosaries, don't forget.
I'd say lifetime supply, but at that age, you know, a case is about all they need.
Hold on, hold on. Wow. Do they get to wear? Because don't forget, a cardinal has to become the Pope.
Uh-huh.
Do they get to billow?
Of course
they get to billow. I would totally watch this. I always thought Wipeout would be a better show if they got to wear capes.
Okay.
There would have to be, you know, the walkway billowing. Like, you'd have to have Zoolander doing the fashion judging.
So a spinoff of the swimsuit competition? So you think you can billow?
Pretty much.
We get them a bunch of those fans where you float, basically. You know how you practice for skydiving? And we get it under their dress, so they look like the princess from Mario 2.
If you do a Dolly Parton, if you do a Marilyn Monroe, you're automatically out. You can't even be a cardinal anymore.
Where they cover up the cross. We want to see the goods. We have to make sure they're a boy. That's the modern way. We use fans to blow them up to the, well, not the ceiling, but the sky.
Well, they are old men. They only weigh like 8 pounds. They might get blown up to the ceiling. You know, we should just combine all the reality shows. We got, okay, So You Think You Can Billow. We've got Wipeout. There's only really been...
Wait, what about Pope Kite?
What?
Pope Kite?
Pope Kite?
Yeah, you tie a string to him with the strong winds and just Pope Kite.
I'm down with that.
Okay, so in my example, I was going off of real reality shows. Is there a reality show where they tie people to kites?
In my world, there is.
I know what the
final... I want to go to there.
I know what the final test is.
What?
The final test for the five or so that get to the end, right? They have to go through a recreation, maybe make it a little bit safer, of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. The final tests.
Oh, you're good. Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, the opening hallway with the blades and everything, one that makes it through trips, dislocates a hip, spins, and just, you know, crawls the rest of the way.
Yeah, this would be awesome. Are you kidding me?
I want to, because I want to see it again, I'm going to lose friends over this.
Like, you haven't lost them already.
They're villain point. There was a reality show that I loved.
Okay.
I did not ever want to miss it. I thought it was one of the coolest shows ever. The Mole. How does this sound? We call it Judas. One of the cardinals is trying to kill the rest of the cardinals.
Yes.
I think this would be a great reality TV show. And if you kill the cardinal mole, or the Judas, you get to go into the final four.
They actually have to, like, carry a small sack of gold with them at all times.
Oh, yeah, they have to hide it rectally.
Well, there should be a cardinal called Judas who might not actually be the Judas.
Ooh, good one. That's plot twist.
Farting isn't punctuation.
Yes, it is.
It is when you're draggler.
Exclamation. God damn it. But I think, okay, but that would be amazing too. And I think final... Yeah, no. Just continuing with the Last Crusade thing. When you get after the three trials, you have to fight the old knight, right?
Oh, yeah.
The old pope.
Fight. You just have to... Goblet.
The old Pope.
Okay, stop right there.
What?
This is a very strange circumstance where the Pope is alive. Are you going to be reanimating the Pope?
No, the Pope's alive. We're good.
This time we're good. What about next time? We can't just...
Then we get strings.
You just throw the old Pope at him? I mean, okay, granted they're 90.
It's a marionette Pope.
So he got through the rotating blades, he got through the spelling test, and he got through the invincible bridge. But throwing a corpse at him, that was his downfall.
That's a good point, though. I don't know if they'd be able to spell it by this. With all the Alzheimer's and everything. Oh, shit.
You know what's even better? Just put a keyboard in front of him. If you can type the word "the" in under a minute, we'll let you pass this one.
It's the Hunt and Pecker test.
T. This is not an alphabetical order. Okay, trapdoor.
I want to see Pope candidates with the torture karaoke show. They have to sing the like hymns or just. Just the old Catholic songs and whatnot.
Well, so who would be the judges?
That's a good question.
Mother Teresa.
Oh, yeah. No, she's dead. I'm sorry.
She died?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't. I thought those people were invincible.
Well, okay, we got our ghost.
Maybe you'd have Jim Carrey doing Ace Ventura. And all righty then.
I guess that would work.
You could literally, you know what you should do if you're, I mean... Because most people just want to see... Well, obviously, the people watching this are the people who want to make fun of this religion. So get all of the bad guy judges from American Idol. Just all... There's no one that says, yeah, that was really good. They all just say negative things and make fun of their peckers or something.
No, no. It's revenge time. We get Madonna for like a prayer.
Let's not go crazy.
She pissed off the Catholic Church so much.
Because that's hard to do.
For having a black Jesus or something and kissing him or whatever.
Black Jesus!
Given this was like 30 years ago, but she's an elephant.
2,000 years ago, there was a black Jesus.
Who ripped up the picture of the Pope?
Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, she can be on there.
Madonna, Sinead O'Connor, and
Randy.
Oh, okay, sure.
And who?
Me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I want to judge a Pope. I want to ask him questions about the Bible that don't make any sense. Hey, can I kill someone? No. All right, explain these 400 years of your religion. Please explain this to me. Do unto others as trapdoor.
Yes!
That's one down.
What if they have to do magic tricks for you? Because they're trying to impress you.
I'd totally be okay.
Oh my god.
The first pope to come in and pull an altar boy out of his hat. That's the
dude,
pope.
Dude.
No. It's not just pulling an altar boy out of his hat. There'll be, you know, one pope behind. There'll be three popes. You know, switch them around. It's like, find the altar boy.
Yes.
But, so, gotcha, they all have altar boys.
Oh, it was a shell game.
Goddamn trick shell games. Do that shit in Vegas. Find the altar boy. Find the altar boy.
That would be good. I mean, think about it. Yeah. If you really want to get this religion going again, if you want to give it a kickstart, make the Pope, like, I mean, you can't actually announce it. I mean, he'd have to be a younger guy in makeup, but make him like a David Copperfield level.
Yes!
The miracles that he would go out into the Belgians like, ladies and gentlemen, flying! And then just flies above the crowd and lands in the name of the Father. And then he's done. And he doesn't mention, again, did he just fly?
And then Sally Field as the flying nun would come out and go, I did it first.
You guys, we have to get tickets. The Pope's in town.
Well, isn't that kind of how it is already?
It kind of is, but it's going to be better.
It's the Popemobile tour.
I would go watch the Pope if he does tricks and shit. Okay, Jesus was one of the original magicians.
He was.
He updates all that shit. He raises a graveyard of people instead of just one guy.
No, he only raises one guy.
Okay.
Jesus. He's like, guys, is everyone ready for the second coming? Abrathka fucking hallelujah. Da, 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 Jesus. And, hey, why is he black? Madonna was part of the production value.
And instead of OG, it's OS.
Oh, that's true.
Original Savior, yo. And then they rap.
Oh no, Jesus is rapping. So many people's heads would explode.
Let's do it. And then we can use the brain matter for lube.
He makes the 16th chapel disappear.
Yes! Boom! I tilt to the stage, bitches. This is happening. This is absolutely happening.
And at first, he's like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, water, wine, been done. not bad. But now, and he turns around, and it's just a giant shark tank. Ready, 1, 2, 3, shark tank disappears, and everybody has a cold, frosty Heineken. Ta fucking da, hallelujah.
But then you'd have that snooty person going, it's like, I wanted a Guinness.
Oh, you wanted a Guinness? Hold on, come over here. You're a leper. And there we go.
And his arm falls off.
Yes, right, exactly. And the Heineken touches the ground. It's like, oh, yeah, that can't touch the ground. That's anti-American. And he snaps his fingers, and now he's a ghost.
I want this Pope.
This Pope would be fucking awesome.
We need you, Magic Pope. I want the Magic Pope.
All right.
That is that his name?
The Magic Pope? Yes.
God damn, he'd be so great.
David Poperfield.
David Poperfield.
That almost sounded like David Pooperfield.
Okay, guys, I literally think we have secured our place in hell.
Okay.
So, I am Alkali.
I'm Xander.
I'm Dragor.
Good night, everyone. Sorry.